serving him. By accident, I confess.
I did not plan that, but that's what happens in the computer age. If you don't click a button, even though you've got something up in front of you, if you don't click a certain button, it doesn't go. So here we are. Our text for today, our consideration, is a portion, anyway, of the gospel reading read to you just a few moments ago, literally from chapter 5. I'd like to repeat just a couple of those verses. When Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men." You hear it quite a bit, I suppose. I'm sure you have. I have many times. Something good happens to somebody, and next comes the exclamation, "Thank you, Jesus." You've heard it. We hear it in many worship services that occur in different denominations of different ethnicities. "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And it is said very, very, very flippantly. And we may sit back and say, "Well, what's wrong with that?" And I'm going to tell you this morning, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. However, I wonder, if "thank you, Jesus" is the biblical response to the goodness of God. Peter had been out fishing all night. Caught nothing, he says. Peter was an experienced fisherman. He knew what he was doing. And certainly one did not go fishing in the heat of the day. He went fishing at night. And the fish were biting, if you will. Peter had been out all night and caught nothing. And now here comes Jesus. He says, "Go out again and let your nets down." And Peter says, "Well, we already did that. We were out the good part of the day, the nighttime, and we caught nothing. But you know what? If you say so, we'll go out again and we'll put the nets down." Not thinking anything was going to happen. And lo and behold, you heard the story, it happened. So many fish that the nets began to break and he needed help bringing the fish in. And upon bringing his boat to shore, Peter got out of the boat and he went running up to Jesus and he said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you." Is that what the text says? No, it's not what the text says. The text says that Peter, coming up to Jesus, dropped down to the ground at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." What we get out of Peter in response to the goodness that Jesus showed to him on that day, that miraculous catch of fish, is repentance. Repentance. The biblical reaction to God's kindness is repentance. God's kindness serves as a kind of foil, if you will. The goodness of God, the sinfulness of man. Peter realized that. He realized he did not deserve to be in the presence of such a good and gracious individual. And so he drops to his knees and says, "I'm a sinner." Much as Isaiah did in the Old Testament reading that you heard read. And you can see the connection with this gospel reading. "I'm a sinner," Isaiah said. "Woe is me." A reaction to the glory and goodness of God. "I'm a sinner." Peter's reaction. "I'm a sinner. Depart from me." There is no "thank you, Jesus." There is only repentance. Peter, I think, saw beyond the marvel that took place. And I think that's the problem with the thank you Jesus flippant mindset. We focus upon the marvel. We focus upon the good deed that God did, the good thing he did for me. And that becomes it and all, but not for Peter. It is as if God's goodness, biblically, is a sign of the true marvel, and that is the marvel of his person, of who he is, and what he's come to do. If all an individual wants to do is say thank you to God for the marvel, as well and good as that is, then we have to conclude that that individual only has his or her eyes on the marvel, on what they can get out of God. Not on who he is and who they are and what he has really come to do. Oh, Peter saw it. Would that we would too. The proper reaction to the goodness of God is repentance. And how does Jesus respond to Peter? Do not fear. I know you're a sinner. I know that you have fallen short of the glory of God for which you were intended. I know that. And I know you know it. But I don't want you to be afraid. Because you see, with him, there is plenteous forgiveness. That's what he came for. To give us that life through repentance of sin. But here's the point. It appears that only a person who knows his or her unworthiness is worthy of Jesus' companionship. Let me say it again. Only the individual who knows his or her unworthiness is worthy of Jesus' companionship. Not that an individual is ever worthy in and of himself or herself, but I think you know what I'm saying. Jesus has come, he tells us, to heal the sick, to heal those who need a physician, not those who don't. Not those who don't want this physician. And so he says to Peter, do not fear. You have nothing to fear from me. And I guess one can almost see the smile on Jesus' face as he says that to him. Because he knew Peter understood. He knew Peter got it. Thank you, Jesus, has its place, certainly. The one leper did that of the 10 that were cleansed. Remember, he came back thanking God and praising him. But repentance is still the proper stance of a sinner in the presence of a holy and righteous God. And in that repentance alone, there is true worthiness. Amen. The creed which we use this morning to confess our Christian faith is